It says Daf is Daf Chaf Hey. So let's take it the very last line of Chaf Dalad and Beis. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah about Yalda Tumtum Van Jogenes, that the din is that if a guy made some type of stipulation, some type of he was Makdish the Vlad, and turns out that the animal that was born was either Tumtum Van Jogenes, the Mishnah taught us that Ein Kedusha Chal Alein, there is no Kedusha. So asks the Gemara in the very top line of Chaf Hey, am I Ein Kedusha Chal Alein? Why is there no Kedusha on this type of lad, even though it's not jognus, the tumtum not jognus? And Rashi explains, but the question is, Rashi in the very top says, "Ein kedusha chal aleihem v'afilem tzeitza namikai." This line where there's no kedusha, then tumtum on jognus, is even going on the middle section of the Mishnah, dehabe v'lados kadshim. So we know when it comes to a bechor has to be a zachar, so a tumtum on jognus doesn't satisfy that requirement. But let's say a person's makdish an animal, and the animal behemoth is a muberes, so the vlad inside, regardless of the gender, that should certainly be kadosh. So why do we say even in that case it's not going to be kadosh? Rashi explains further. So why is there no kadusha that comes vis-a-vis the mother? Because the Mishnah says that there's no kadusha at all. But if you're makdish a cow that's muberes, why wouldn't the kadusha be chal on the calf? So Gemara explains, Kasar Rav Mishmin Gamliel, V'lados Kadshim B'Havi Yasin Hein Kadoshim. Rav Mishmin Gamliel understands, we know there's a big machlok, is whether or not a Vlad Kadshim is Kadosh B'Mei Iman, when it's in the Mei Iman, or it's only Kadosh B'Havi Yasin when it's given birth to. So the Gemara says that this Mishnah holds that Kasar Rav Mishmin Gamliel, V'lados Kadshim B'Havi Yasin Hein Kadoshim, only when they're born. This Hakadaitach B'Mei Iman Hein Kadoshim. If one were to think they're Kadosh already B'Mei Iman, so am I in Kedusha Chalim? Why wouldn't there be Kedusha? Of course there'd be Kedusha. Ha tafsitinu Kedusha demayu. The Kedusha for the mother is going to then carry on to the Vlad. Ela must be Shema Amina, Vlad de Kadoshim Bavyasan Hein Kedoshim. They're the only Kadosh when they're born. And since these animals are born as Bali Mumin, they're already as Tumtum Androgynous, so Mimela, there's no Kedusha Chal on them. The high town of the following brides is the opinion that Savar Vlad Kachim Bimei Iman Hein Kedoshim. Meaning, while our Mishnah is of the opinion that the animals Vlad is only Kadosh Bavyasan, there is an opinion that they're Kadosh Bimei Iman. Who's the author behind that opinion? The Tanur Bar and the brides tells us, based on a Pasuk, the Pasuk tells us that when it comes to Bechor, Lo Yakdish Ish Oso, that person shouldn't be Makdish a Bechor. So what's going on here? So the Gemara Darshan, Ilu Ne'amar, it said, Bechor lo yakdish, a Bechor shouldn't be Kadosh. Had those words been used, Bechor lo yakdish, I would have had a very strange Havamina. Ha'isi Omer would have said, Bechor lo yakdish hakdesh, that a Adam, a person who's a Bechor, a firstborn individual, he can't be Makdish hakdesh. So not talking about a Bechor of an animal. Had said the words, Bechor lo yakdish, I would think is referring to an Adam. A Bechor person shouldn't be able to Makdish something. Tamalomer, no, Ish, Oso. Ish is referring to a man, Oso is referring to the animal. Oso, a person is not Makdish, a behema, yakta Makdish. A Bechor, Oso, Ish, Oso, a person is not Makdish and Oso, a Bechor, yakta Makdish. A Makdish Adam Bechor. But a person who himself is a Bechor can be Makdish Akdeshos. So again, there's a bit of a confusion which Bechor referring to, the Bechor behema that requires, that's already Kadosh, or Bechor as the person. So the Gemara says, we're not referring to the person. Of course a person is allowed to Makdish something. We're talking about that when the Pasuk says, Lo Yakdish Ish Oso, means a person shouldn't be Makdish an animal, that's a Bechor. That's what it's referring to. V'adayin, I would still have a Havamina that says the Braisa, V'adayin ani Omer, Hu Lo Yakdish, maybe only a Bechor Adam shouldn't be Makdish a Bechor behema. But other people who are not Bechors can be Makdish a Bechor behema. Tamalomar bibehema. The behema asakti. The whole discussion is only regarding behema. There is no such chiluk between an Adam who's an Adam Bechor and Adam not Bechor. All people. The Pasuk says across the board, the lo yakdish isha, so a person is not Makdish a Bechor at all. So now the Braisa continues. We haven't brought our proof yet. So a current person is not Makdish a behema Bechor. That we know. Yacha, one might think, lo yakdishenu bebeten. Maybe a person shouldn't be able to makdish a bechor while it's in the beten, but maybe when it's born, you can be makdish it. Tamalomer, ashe yuvukar lashem. What's yuvukar mean? When it becomes a bechor, mishe yuvukar lashem, which means when it comes out, when it's born, yata makdish. That's when you can be makdish an animal once it's been born. Aba'ata makdish bebeten. So you're able to makdish an animal when it's still in the beten of imo. So the Gemara says, Yacha, one might think that af vlade kol kachum came. So what am I? So this is referring to bechor that I can't be makdish a bechor when yivukar. So the whole pasuk reads now ach bechor she yivukar lashem bebehema, when a bechor is yivukar, when it's born in the world, lo yakdish el isha, so don't be makdish a bechor once it's born. But the implication is when it's bemeima, when it's bebet, then you can be makdish a bechor. You can change what kedusha the bechor will have. So then the Gemara says, this is going to be a proof. Yacha, one might think, af vladei ka kachim came. One might think you could also, just like you could change a bechor status before it's born, so too you could change other kachim, other vladei kachim before it's born. Tamalomer ach. Ach is always chalak, making a distinction. Meaning what? They were saying that only by a bechor are you able to, you could be makdish it when it's b'mei iman, but other kachim you cannot be makdish b'mei iman. They're kadosh already b'mei iman, and therefore we can conclude from this brisa, alma svir lei vlade kachim b'mei iman hein kadoshim. So therefore, again, ignoring b'chor by a stam kachim, vlade kachim already kadosh b'bet in iman, and therefore you cannot be makdish them because they're kadosh as b'mei iman. Okay, Gemara now says vayter that amr lei rav amran le rav sheshes. Rav amran says to rav sheshes. Let's say a guy says the following case. He says, Omar al-Bechor im yitzias rubo ola. So right now where we're standing is that a person can be makdish a Bechor to another carbon prior to its birth. So let's say the guy says, I want this Bechor to be kadosh im yitzias rubo. When most of it comes out, it should be an ola. So now, at what point does a Bechor become, when a Bechor is fully born, that's a Bechor, there's nothing to talk about. When a Bechor isn't born yet, so then you can be makdish it as an Ola. But let's say you want to have it being born, have it change Kedusha. When most of it is born, do we say Rubo Kekulo? Is most of it as if it all of it's born and you can't be makdish it or not? So what's the din? Again, the guy says, Amar al-Bechor, im yitzias Rubo, when most of the animal comes out, so then I want it to be an Ola, not a Bechor. So what's the suffix? Ola Have? O Bechor Have, what's the animal? What's the status? Do we say it's an ola have the chal purter the kanafik hu kalil? Kalil is that we know an ola gets completely burnt on the mizbeach. The lashon of the pasuk is kalil, kulo kalil. It gets burnt up. Do we say as each inch of the animal is born, since it's not rov yet, it's an ola as it slowly comes out, and therefore it's an ola? Or do we say o bechor have? Perhaps we're going to say the chal purter each inch of the animal as it's born, it's a kanafik, it bemils it, stakes on its initial status of being a bechor, and therefore it's going to be bechor. So who? So what's the status? So the Gemara says, again, the idea is, in essence the question is, I only want to be an ola once rov came out. But before rov came out, it's not an ola. So how do we view the animal as it's slowly coming out? Do we view this as a potential for an ola, or do you view this as a potential bechor? And that's the suffix. So then the Gemara says, Lishna Achrina, a slightly different way to pose the Shaila, is Shekein Kedusha Chaylala. Do we say it should be an Ola because it came from man? Man's ability to makdish something is stronger than the natural inclination of the animal? Odilma, should we say Bechor Havi, this animal should be Bechor, because Shekein Kedusha Asamirechem? Because we go based on the more natural Kedusha that comes Merechem or Meshemayim. So which is stronger? Are we saying the strength of the Adam is stronger, or the strength of Shemayim, the natural order, is stronger? So Amar Lei, so Rav Sheshes responds back, Maiti Bailach, what's your Shiloh? What's the suffix here? Hainu de Bai Ilfa. This is the question that Ilfa had once asked in a different context, but we're able to draw out the same principle, which is what? A guy says, Amar Alaleket im Nishiras Rubo Yehehefka. So the din is, if a guy is walking through his farm, he's harvesting, and he drops some pieces of wheat or whatever he's collecting, it falls on the ground, it's in of leket, and it goes to the anim. An usher can't get it, only an ani. But let's say a guy's mafkir his wheat. The din is mafkir, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, it's a mutter bein la'ashir and bein la'anim. So the guy says, as leket's falling out of his hand, he states that it's going to be hefker. So is it leket and only an ani gets it, or does it actually become hefker, whereby bein ani and bein ashir? So yehei hefker. So do we say leket have or hefker have? What's the status? Do we say leket have shekein kedushas bidei shemayim? Do we say it's leket because the natural din is, it becomes leket, so the din from shemayim overrides his request? Oh, Dilma, should we say hefker have shekein zochen bo anim v'ashir? Or do we say it's going to be that of hefker because the svar used by the Gemara is because maybe more people have access to it? it seemed to be more logical to say, based on what we said above, that because a person changed the course of what was taking place, his ability, the creation of man, is stronger to a certain extent than the creation of God, if you will. So is it leket havi or is it hefker havi? And Amar Abai says, to answer the question, Samai Tibarla, what's the Shaila? I don't understand the Shaila by the case of Leket. I don't understand the Shaila by the case of by Bechor and Ola. Why? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. We know if the word of God versus the word of man, the word of a master versus the word of a student, which one overrides? Divrei Mishama. Who would he listen to? Rebbe tells you to do one thing, and a Talmud tells you to do something else. Of course, we listen to Divrei Rav, the master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Achanami, Divrei Mishama, who do we listen to? So just like by the case of Leket Hefker, if when it comes, tie goes to the runner, we say the tie goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be Leket, that overrides. Here as well, when you said I want it to be Ola with Yitzias Rubo, tie goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's going to be Bechor over that of an Ola.
Wouldn't you have the same question with the whole thing is inside?
For with the Ola and Bechor case? No, because a Bechor is not a Kadosh until it's Yevukar, until it's actually born. That's the whole Shaila.
Somehow, some kind of values to the Kohen that the guy shouldn't be able to give it up.
No, the dinner is saying there's no Kedusha Bechor v'mei Iman. So you could make it a Kedusha, you could make it an Ola, and that would then undermine the Kedusha Bechor. The only Shaila is when
it's... Anyway, it's still the same thing with Divrei, you know.
No, because there's no Divrei Rav at that point. Divrei Rav only states that when the animal is born, is it a Bechor. But before it's born, there's no Kedusha. There's no Kedusha at that point.
I,
so,
I get it. It's a little bit
so you're circumventing it. You're fine. So then the new Mishnah tells us here in the bottom of Daf Chaf Hey. HaOmer Guy says that Vlada Shelzo Ola V'Hishlamim. So if I say I have an animal that's pregnant, I say first I want the calf, the Vlad, to be an Ola, and I want the mother, the cow, to be a Shlamim. So Devar of Kayam, that's allowed, because I separated between the Vlad and then the mother. I first call the Vlad a Kedusha of some sort, and I call the mother a different Kedusha. But let's say I say, he, Shlamim, I want the mother, the cow, to be Shlamim, and then afterwards I say, Uvlad the Ola, then I want the Ola to be something different. Well, according to these, Harei Zeh Vlad Zivche Shlamim Divrei Rebbe Meir. In this case, the Vlad, the calf, becomes Zivche Shlamim, because since I stated that I wanted the mother to be Shlamim, Memela, that Shlamim carries on to the Vlad as well, and I can't retract at that point. But if I first say the Vlad, so then that could work, Vlad, and then the mother. But the mother first, so then Memela, the mother, pushes that same Kedusha onto the Vlad, I can't change it. That's all Divrei Rebbe Meir. But comes along now, Amar Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi says, Im lechein iskavnu techila. If this was my intention initially, to make the mother one Kedusha and the Vlad afterwards a different Kedusha, hol ve'ef shar likros shnei shemos ka'achas, since I can't say two things at the same time, I'm not capable of doing that, dvareva ka'achas dvarev kayamim. His words stand, meaning he could say the mother's shalmim and the calf is going to be Ola. That works according to Rabbi Yossi. However, he does concede in Misha Amar Hareza Shlamim Nimlach. Let's say when he says, I want the mother cow to be Shlamim. And he had in mind that Shlamim should pass on to the Vlad as well. But then he's Nimlach. He changes his mind. Vamar Vlad the Ola. Then he says, you know what? I want the Vlad to be an Ola, actually. Harezu Vlad Shlamim. There you can't retract at that point since that your initial intention was to make them both Shlamim. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to understand that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says the following din. Hifrish chatas. Let's say I am mafrish a chatas muberis. I take a cow that's pregnant. I mafrish it as a chatas. The yalda gives birth to the calf. So now I've got a cow that's chatas and a calf that's a chatas as well. So Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Ratzaba miskaper, Ratzaba vlada miskaper. You have the option of either being miskaper with the mother cow or with the calf. Those are both viable options. So my time, what's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan? So Kasavar, he holds Rabbi Yochanan, im shiaro mishuyar ubar lav yerach imarhu. Let's say you wanted to state that only the mother's kadosh and the vlad inside isn't. That would actually work. You're able to separate between the two entities. So the ubar is lav yerachimo. We don't view the fetus as being the leg of a cow. It's completely separate entities. And therefore, when I makdish this unit of the mother and calf together, the calf's inside, I makdish two separate animals. They're considered two separate entities. And therefore, it's as if to avalei kimafish shtei chatos lacharayos. If I have a chait to bring, a chatos to bring, and I want to just ensure that it's getting taken care of, so I initially set up two cows as my chatalos, one as the initial cow, one as the backup cow in case I lose the first one. And the din is, if I mafresh shnei chatalos lacharayos, I set aside two chatalos from the beginning, even though I only have one, ratza miskaper ba, ratza miskaper bechaberta. I can either use A or I can use B. Here as well, when I mafresh a muberis, a behema muberis, and I'm able to be either, I can either use the mother, I can use the vlad. And the whole premise here is, because since Rabbi Yochanan holds, if I want to leave the kedusha out of the calf, if I say I want the mother to be kadosh and not the calf, that would actually work because he views both animals as completely different entities.
So here one would go to Misa, right?
If the extra one you would use would go to Misa, right. In the case of Chadash Sheniskapra Baalah. So then the Gemara asks the question, Moshe, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar challenges Rabbi Yochanan from the following din. He, Shlamim, our very Mishnah says, if you say that you want the Behemah Muberis to be Shlamim, and then you say you want the Vlada to be an Ola, Harei Zev Vlad Shlamim. In this case, the Vlad becomes a Shlamim, even though you wanted to make it an Ola. Why? Because Isaac, if you were to think Shiaro Mishuyar, that if you were to leave out the Vlad, it's considered left out, because it's as a separate entity. So Harei Zev Vlad Shlamim, Harei Zo Shlamim by Mishnah. So there's a very small, subtle point here that the Gemara is picking up on. If you, everyone agrees in this case, when you call the mother Shlamim, it's a Shlamim. The Vlad Shlamim as well. The question is, why is the Vlad Shlamim? Is the Vlad Shlamim because it's a Vlad, because it comes as an offspring of the mother? Or is it a Shlamim? Because when I said this unit is a Shlamim, my statement went on the mother and went separately on the Vlad as well. So did it come from my statement? Or did it come from vis-a-vis the mother? So when the Mishnah says Harei Zev Vlad Shlamim, that indicates a Kedusha came from the mother because it's Lav Meshuyer, because it's connected, it's not separate. The Vlad is connected to the Shlamim. So how could Rabbi Yochanan suggest that the Vlad is viewed as a separate entity from the mother? It's the Gemara calls it a Vlad Shlamim. If you just look at Rashi to just maybe make this a little bit clearer, Rashi, all the way in the bottom, the last three lines, Rashi says Harei Zev Vlad Shlamim. The fact that we call this a Vlad Shlamim, Alma, Midakarya Vlad, the emphasis on Vlad Shlamim, is Dimikarach Ema, Nachtale Kedusha, came vis-a-vis the mother. Velo Machmas Nafshe, not because of its own inherent Kedusha that it received from the man, the Baal. Vagavi Chatas Nami, Vlad Chatas Mikri, Vazalamisa. Now, this Hakadaitach says Rashi, Im Shiaro Meshu, if I were to leave out the Kedusha from the Vlad, it would be good, it would be left out, meaning I can do that. Because the Vlad is viewed separately. So then, when I don't leave it out, meaning when I want to include the Kedusha, it should be Kadosh from its own right, not because of the mother. And it should say, the Vlad is also. But don't call it Vlad Shalom, call it Harezo. It's a separate animal. So this mission, the language, the subtle language of the mission indicates that we view the Vlad as a part of the mother, not separate. So Amar Rav Tava, Rav Tava comes along to answer the question, Bar Mine, Dahi, ignore that Brisa, our Mishnah rather. Our Mishnah is a mistake. Ha Amar Rav Latana, Rav explained that the Tana should have said, Tinei Harezo Shlamim. The word Vlad shouldn't be there, it should be very direct. The Vlad itself, Harezo Shlamim, because we view the Vlad as an independent party, and that Girsa would be consistent with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Vlad is independent of the mother. Meisive, they ask a further question on Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omi l'shifcha, so a guy says to a shifcha, Hariat shifcha, I want you to be my shifcha, you're going to remain my shifcha, but your vladeich ben chor, but your vlad could be a free. Now, im ha'isa ubra, zachtalo, if she's pregnant at the time, so we view the vlad inside as a uber yerchimo, as part of her. So she's Zocha, her Uber that she's Zocha on the behalf of the fetus, that the fetus, when the fetus is born, is Ben Choron. That's the din. That's what the Brisa says. So what does it prove for us? Now, E Amris Bishlam, if it makes sense, if you say, Im Shiaro, En Meshuyar, if you say you try to leave off the Vlad, it won't work. The Vlad is immediately attached to the mother. You can't separate the two. So then, Uber Yerachimahu, that's the whole premise here. And Mishim Hachi, for that reason, Zachtalo, she could be Zocha for her own self. It's a strange din, though. The Havalei, it's like a din that says, Kimishachre Chatzi Avdo. Let's say a guy frees half an Eved. Forget it, there being an Uber at all. You have Ruvain, you say, Ruvain the Eved, Ruvain, I want you to be half free. So the din is, Umani, Rabbi Meir holds, he Kidatani. The Brisa goes on to say, Namun Beis now, that Hamishachre Chatzi Avdo Yatalacheros. That the person could accept on his behalf, he could accept for himself half of his self being free. Whatever that means, every other day he works, whatever the agreement is, but he could be Meshachar Chatzi Avdo, and Yatzal Cheiros, Gito v'yadaban kachas. Even though an individual Eved normally doesn't have a yad to accept anything, normally we say yad Eved k'yad rabo. Whatever he gets, his rav gets. So whenever rav gives him a freedom, it goes back to his. It's circular. So how does he ever accept for himself? So the din is yado gito yadaban ban kachas. The moment he gets a get shechur, he immediately gets the right of a hand, his own independent hand. He could accept his own get. That's a special din of gito yado ban kachas. But only if he's accepting it for himself is it able to work. But let's say, but ela iamrit shiaro duubar lav yarchimo. Iamrit shiaro mishuyar. If you view that, if you leave out the ubar, you're able to, it's considered left out, you could separate it, which means the underlying principle is ubar lav yarchimo. We don't view the ubar as an attachment to the mother, but it's a separate party. So now what happens is we have two different avadim. What's the din of two avadim? Could Eved Kanani A be a shliach for Eved Kanani B? Eved Kanani A is not free. He doesn't get a yad. So if you have no yad, you can't be a shliach. So Eved Kanani A can't be a shliach to accept Eved Kanani B's get shechur. So how could now the shivcha, the mother, accept a get on behalf of her child if her child is viewed as something different, a separate entity? She has no yad. She's not free ever. So the Gemara explains, Eliyam Mishyaro Mishuyar, that if the animal's left, the Uber is considered separate. Uber Lav Yarchimo, it's a separate entity. Amai Zachtala, how could the Shivcha, how could the mother be Zocha on behalf of the son? Vatani, the Braisa tells us that Niran She'evet Zocha Lekabo Get Shicho Shechavero Miad Rabo Sheno Shelo. There's a din that Eved Kanani can taka be a Shliach for his friend if it's not from his master, from a different master. So Eved Kanani A could be Mekabel get for Eved Kanani B if they have different masters. Because when I accept an Eved, if I'm an Eved, let's say, I'm accepting it, Yad Eved, Yad Rabo, so it's as if my master accepted the Eved for the other Eved. Okay? But let's look what he says further. But he cannot do, but Miad Rabo, Shenu Shalom, Velo Miad Rabo Shalom, but he can't accept a get shechur for an Eved Kanani that shares the same master. Because when I accept the get, Yad Eved Ki Rabo, it's as if my master is accepting it, which is his master. So it becomes circular. No one ever gets his own Yad to accept it. So now here the Shivcha and the Vlad, they all have the same master. So how could the Shivcha accept the get on behalf of the child if it's the same Rav? So it must be, so Ella, back to the Gemara, Shema Amina Im Shiaro Eina Meshuya. It must be that if the guy tries to leave the Kedusha off from the Vlad, it wouldn't be left off, meaning the Vlad is Uber Yarchimo, it's one and the same, and when he's Meshachar, the Uber, the Vlad, is as if he's Meshachar Chatzi Eved. So since we say, Shiaro Ein Meshuyar, that goes against Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan felt that the Vlad is a separate entity, this Brisa clearly assumes that the Vlad is connected to the mother. And the Gemara says, you're right, it's a very good question, this is a Tufta, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta, this is an unanswerable question. He can't respond to this. So then the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Im Shiaro Meshuyar Tanahi. Let's suggest this question of whether the Vlad is separate or not separate. Let's suggest that that's really a machlokas tonight. What's the Tanahi? The Sani, the Braisa says, Ha'omer, the Shivcha, so a guy says to a Shivcha, Ha'riat Bas Chorin Vladech Eved. A guy says to a Shivcha, who's pregnant, a Shivcha Muberes, I want you to be free. I want your Vlad to be remaining Eved. Vlad the Kamo, the din is the Vlad follows whatever the status of the mother is. So if the mother's free, the Vlad's free. If the mother's an Eved or Shivcha, then he's an Eved. That's Divrei Rabbi Yosi Glili. So according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, clearly the Ubar is connected to the mother. But Chacham Omrim and Devar of Kayam, no, you could separate between the mother and the Vlad because we view the Vlad as a separate entity. Why? Shemu Shum Shen Amahi brings a proof in the Pasuk that Ha'isha Viladeha Tieladoneh. That the Vlados go to the master. So we see it separate from the mother. We could separate between the children and the mother. So the Gemara wants to know, so Kra Mai Tamud El Rabbanan. So what's the drasha here? What are the drasha here? This Talmud of the Rabbanan, they use it as a drasha. So Amar Rava says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, the Rabbi Yosi Glili. It's the Katani, it's really a proof for Rabbi Yosi Glili. That what? Vlada kamoha. That really Vlad is like the mother. It's a proof for Rabbi Yosi Glili. Shenemar ha'isha viladeh tieladoneh. That they go hand in hand. You cannot separate between the mother and the Vlados. Isha viladeh tieladoneh. Bizman sha'isha ladoneh. Vlada ladoneh. And when the mother's not tieladoneh, then the Vlados are not ladoneh as well. So this pasuk is really supporting Rabbi Yosi Glili. Fine. So we figured out that point. Either way, we see that it's a machlokas. Can you separate between the mother status and the child status? So my lav hakamifli, is this not the very machlokas, says the Gemara, that the Rabbi Yossi savar shiaro ein mishur. If you try to leave it off, you can't leave it off. Meaning the lav, meaning the ubar is yerach imo. It's attached to the mother. And Rabban savre mishur, you can leave it off because we view the vlad as being separate from the mother. So this is a machlokas tonight in our very discussion. So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says no. The Chuli Alma, everyone really agrees that Shiaro Mishuyar. Then you can leave off the child if you want. The Vlad's viewed as something separate. V'hacha Hainu Taima Damarka, the Pasuk here is different because there's a special Gzeres HaKasav that tells us Ha'isha Viladea Tiel Adonea. In the context of a Shivcha and the Vlad, there the Pasuk says you have to have the Isha Viladea connected to each other. Altar this Pasuk, however, even Rabbi Yossi Aglili will agree elsewhere that if you want, in Mishuyar, Mishaya will work, because elsewhere we do view the Vlad as being separate from the mother. Ella, the Gemara says, Vaday Lema, the following is certainly going to be Kiyai Tanai, Kiyai Hanei Tanai. The following could certainly be explained, the following machlokas, based on our discussion of whether or not in Shiara Mishuyar or La Mishuyar. What's a Braisa? The Sanya. The Braisa teaches us that Hashochet is a Chatas, you shecht an animal. For chatas, you take a cow that's muberes and you shecht it. Umotzaba ben arba chai. You find inside a calf that's alive. You didn't shecht it. This calf was never born. But you find it inside. So what's the status of this vlad? So Tanicha, the one brisa tells us, Einon elachelas elazichechuna, you have to treat the vlad as a mamash riachatas. It can only be eaten by the kohen. Veinu nechalam elal yom echad, you have one day and a night to eat it. Veinu nechal elaf niminaklam, you have to eat it within, inside the curtains in the Mishkan. Yet, Tani Idach, the other brisa says, no, this ben chai you found inside, this calf you found inside the animal, nechalas chaladam, anybody can eat it, nechalas b'chomakum, eat it wherever you want, nechalas liyoman, eat it whenever you want, there's no restriction, this is just a regular chulun animal. So, what's the machlok? Is my lav Tanai? Is this not Tanai? It's Tanakama Savar, Shiara, Ein Meshuria, the vlad is not left off, meaning the vlad is whatever the mother is, and since the mother is a chatas, the vlad is also a chatas, and you have to have all the restrictions. And the second price of Mar Savar, Shiara Meshuria, you can leave it off, we view the vlad as being separate, and therefore, if it's Ben Chai, it's a live animal, you treat it as a regular chulun animal. So what's so Amr Lach Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says no. The Chuli Alma im Shiaro Mishur. Everyone agrees. If you leave off the Vlad, it's left off. Meaning the Vlad is considered separate. So how come the first Brisa says you have to treat it like a Ichatas? So what's the Machlokas here? V'hani Tanai B'hakam Mithuki. They're arguing about the following din. Demar Savar, at what point is an animal Vlad Kachim considered Kadosh? So Mar Savar Vladech Kachim Bavyasan Hein Kadoshim. A Vlad Kadosh, a Vlad Chatas only becomes a Chatas when it's born. But this animal was never born. You just found it inside, and therefore it's a chulin. That's the second price of the second opinion, that you eat it by ever. Bechol Adam, Bechol Makom Liolam. It was never born. But the first price of Mar Savar Vladech Kachim Bimei Iman Hein Kadoshim. The Kadosh already in the Mei Iman. And even though they were never born, we don't care about it being born. It was found in the Mei Iman, and therefore it's a din v'chatas, and only zichechuna, only yom v'layla achad, and only within toch klayim, lifnim naklayim of the Mishkan.
This baita talks that he didn't make any preconditions, the person who did
that. Yeah, just a regular hafrasha.
Meaning a person took this chatas and happened to be that.
Yeah, he didn't know, exactly. Ibai Zema, another suggestion, Lo Kasha, there is no contradiction between these two brisas. It depends at what point, this is more on your point, when the Kedusha and when the Ivor took place. Meaning, Kan Bikdisha Ulvasof Nisabra. One is when you're Makdishin a cow, and it wasn't pregnant, and it became pregnant afterwards, so then the Kedusha won't be Chal, only once it's born. And since the animal wasn't born, so it's not Kadosh. But Khan, the other Brisa, says, Bishinis Abra with Vasov Hikdisha. It was first pregnant, and then you were Makdish, the pregnant animal. So since it was there when I was Makdish, it became Kadosh B'mei Iman. I mean, what's coming out here is, interestingly, this machlok is about whether or not a Vlad Kadosh is Kodesh B'hav Yason versus Mei Iman depends where the animal was pregnant during Kedusha or not. If the animal was Nisabra when I was Makdish, the cow, so then the Vlad is already Kadosh. But if it wasn't pregnant, it was only pregnant after I was already makdish the cow, so then the vlad only becomes kadosh once it's born. And that's the distinction between these two different brises about the timing of the nisabra. So then the Gemara asks a question, maskivla, Rava. Rava says,
I'm sorry, but yeah. Everybody would agree that he was makdish and then he became pregnant. there's no case of Shir Meshayer because he has no power in it, right?
That's what it's saying here.
The whole point is that once he's Mekmakish the Behema, he has no power once she gets pregnant because it's not his anymore. Right? That's the Svara behind it.
No, meaning
you're Makdish a Behema. And then she becomes pregnant.
Right.
Then the person who was makdashit has no power on the blood because the behema is already cut.
No, it's not. That's the opposite point.
Right, but this is so
we're saying if I'm makdash something, depends what's the ability of my statement. Now, my statement only has effect if there's a vlad to even speak of. But there's no vlad here at this point. The animal wasn't pregnant. So I'm makdashit and the mother's kadosh. Now, afterwards, the cow becomes pregnant. So my initial statement has no bearing on this vlad. It wasn't present at the time.
So
but when it's born, though... What?
Shouldn't this be machlokes when he is?
No, our statement is only whether im shiar mishuyar. If I leave something out, will it be left out or not? When I say something, but when it's not even there to speak of, it's not even a shayla. So when it became this abra after it's already kadosh, so the only time it can become kadosh is once it's born bav yasam. But may iman, there's no kedusha to even speak of. There's no maisa of anything that could be chal on it. So asks the Gemara this whole discussion of Rabbi Yochanan, the whole din initially. Maskler Rava, mimai the time of Rabbi Yochanan, whoever said Rabbi Yochanan's din initially, when Rabbi Yochanan said his din of mafresh chatas, muberis, then the vlad, and then gives birth to a vlad chatas, he said you could imratza miskaper bar, imratza miskaper bilvlada. Who says that din is all based on the premise of im shiara mashur? That was the whole reason. That if you wanted, you could leave off the kedusha, which indicates that two separate entities. Maybe, perhaps, Dilma, Hainu time, it's a whole other reason, the Rabbi Yochanan. The other miskaper b'shevach hektish. If you're makdish an animal, you have the right to even use any shevach of them, any enhancement of them, a vlad, anything that comes from it is also kadosh. Nothing to do with it, mshaya mishuyar. So maybe it's a very different premise, which would take us down a whole different path of whatever it produces something. Meaning, according to this line, back to Ricky's point here, if I'm makdish an animal that's not muberis, and then it becomes pregnant afterwards, according to this assumption, you would be able to use this as a chatas. It would be considered a kadosh already from the beginning, it seems. But maybe the premise is not because imshar mishuyar, rather based on shevach of a hektish. And the Gemara says no. Amrilei Rav Hamnura says to Rava, Rabbi Elezer Tamid de Rabbi Yochanan. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. V'yosef l'kamid Rabbi Yochanan, he stood and sat in front of Rabbi Yochanan to learn with him. And v'lo ahader lei ahai shenu, and he didn't give the answer that you're suggesting. So v'at amris time of Rabbi Yochanan, mishum da'adam miskaper b'sheva hektesh, and you're making a suggestion? If this was really true, Rabbi Elazar would have said this already. So don't try to think of any chidushim about Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Elazar didn't say it, so then it couldn't be true, and therefore he throws it out. Let's finish off now, the last piece of the Gemara. We'll stop at the mission of them. Im mishamar hareza shlamim nimlach. The guy says, I want the cow and the calf, the behemoth muberis, to be shlamim. And they say, you know what? I actually want it to be an ola. So the Mishnah says, that doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work. You can't change the hektish once you say, what's the havamina? Pshita. Vlade shlamim. El kol emas debay mimlach. You could always change your mind. 10 days later, I could change my mind. What's the havamina that you could change from a shlamim to an ola? And the Gemara says, Amar Papa. Papa says, Lo Nitzcha, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is only needed for the following scenario, Elo Amar Besoch Kedei Dibor. Where the guy changed his mind, Toch Kedei Dibor. We know Toch Kedei Dibor is a small time where you're able to oftentimes retract on something as if it was never said. So, Mal, the same, what would you have thought? Toch Kedei Dibor Kedibor, V'hai Iyuna Hu De Mekemayin, when a person changes words as if he said it initially, we say shlamim ola, as if he said ola from the beginning, and that which he was just kind of looking into the animal, he couldn't say them but at the same time, so we would think maybe the ola should work. Kamash b'lah, no, once he had in mind to make shlamim, even though toch de dibor, he changed an ola, it's not an ola, and we go based on his initial statement. Okay, tomorrow I can't give sure either because there's the bris.